Welcome back to another episode of Table Talk.
What's up, guys?
Listen, you guys. We hope you guys tuned into that last episode. Make sure you got them jewels that Sarah dropped up in there for y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Honesty and everything in between to get these relationships right. Get it popping out here. And just to simply make sure you know you're living your best life. What's wrong with people living their best life? You living your best life?
Nothing. I'm trying to live my best life.
I think we try to make it harder than it need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We put expectations on certain stuff. And sometimes we might have some expectations we know damn well nobody can't fulfill.
But wait, why can't we put expectations on certain things?
I'm not saying you can't put expectations on stuff. I'm saying some stuff be like you asking for Jesus to come back.
Like what? Oh no! Come on, tell me. Come on, man. Like what?
You know damn well, Jody.
Like what?
You know Jody been working at damn Burger King as a fryer this whole time. You know damn well he ain't have sense in his head to be talking about he trying to go up upper management. He been here 10 years.
Okay.
Frying the same fries. Why are you trying to tell this man he need to work harder?
Because Jody got to have some inspiration.
Why are you trying to tell Jody he need to start a business right now? Let's get a PPP loan and open your own mechanic shop. You know damn well Jody can't open his own Burger King.
Well, first of all, who is trying to start a relationship with Jody? He's the dick appointment. Ain't nobody trying to start a relationship
with
him.
Wow.
Come on now.
Dick? That's all Jody good for?
Jody is the maintenance man.
Wow.
How many times I told you?
When do women find out who's for maintenance and who's not?
I think as their connection grows,
you learn like, oh, you start to
see, because he's gonna let you know eventually. And he might not say it verbally, but honestly, the way he treats you.
Mm-hmm.
If a nigga only come over at night to fuck, never take you on a date, never want to do nothing, don't really have no real conversations with you, don't know shit about you, he's probably not the one that you could consider getting attached to.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And it's a lot of dudes that do that. They don't put themselves out there too much because they don't want you expecting too much.
Right.
So if you got a dude that you're still dealing with right now, and you realize, like, damn, me and this nigga never been on a date to get a drink, no coffee in the middle of the day, nothing. But he would slide through after midnight to get some and say he want to cuddle, because I think that's the code word these days.
Yeah.
Niggas be like, I want to call him over and cuddle. No, bitch, you want to fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, listen now, ladies. When Raymond say he want to come cuddle, it's true.
Lies.
Because listen, I barely leave my motherfucking house for that. So
I'm just saying, you know. Lies, Lord. Raymond want the cutty.
Sarah lied.
He coming over to cut it. It's not true.
Sarah lied like a motherfucker.
It is not true, y'all. Don't fall for the Okinawa.
I be trying to get my oxytocin right.
Listen.
Yes,
he want to cuddle so he can put his dick in your booty. Stop lying to the people, Raymond.
You lying to the people talking about I want some dick in the booty. I ain't with that.
Nah, but for real. For real, on some real shit, though.
Oh, man.
Guys will let you know. And it's not going to be a verbal thing. Because, like I said, most of the time, guys are not clear. They're not clear as to what they want. And they don't make it clear to you. But if you watch a man's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's always like, hey, you know, this week we're gonna go out. Yeah, I want to get to know you. You know, maybe have you in different atmospheres. He's including you in a lot of his day to day. Then you can start to say, all right, this seems like something that may go into, you know, a different place. You know, okay. or it could flourish into something else. But if all he do is only hit you up every other day, kind of like, yeah, what's up? How you doing? You know, yeah, can I come over tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And he never wants to offer to take you anywhere or do anything, or he's just not that into you.
Not
you know, he's definitely
okay. But when we talk about expectations, like, are women like waking up with like, oh, I need a Jay-Z, oh, I need a Meek Mill, oh, I need a whoever that's out here really getting it, are women really requiring every man that they might want to be with to be, you know, these CEO, entrepreneur type guys?
Jay, what woman, you know, wake up and be like, oh, I want me a old broke-ass nigga. No. Oh, he's that sexy. I just want a nigga that can't do shit for me.
I'm not saying that he don't have to be broke. I'm just saying, why you can't just want an old, he make the payment on time ass nigga?
I take that, right? But I think
with the oil change ass nigga.
You know,
nigga.
I think there's an expectation that women want a little bit more out of life. And they want a guy that can provide.
Yeah.
You know, most women want that.
Bitch, your ass ain't working either. I ain't got no time to keep
now, is it you out of Cancun,
Turks and Caicos. Goddamn, girl.
If you don't have all your stuff together, is it unrealistic to want a man that has his shit together?
Yeah.
Now, that's the question. Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think you got to baby step that thing. Mm-hmm. I think you got to start to work on yourself because, realistically speaking, Like you know, the other day when we talked about, you know, dating over 40,
mm-hmm.
you can't have expectations of things that you cannot bring to the table. You can't provide. So if you don't have a job, you can't be talking about, I want a nigga that got this and that and the other. Bitch, you don't even got a job.
So we have to be equal partners.
I think so. I think expecting at least, at the very least, mm-hmm. a man that is at the, you know, at the same place that you are. If you make payments on time, he make payments on time.
Okay.
If he got this specific salary, or he's a working guy and you're a working girl, then you can say, okay, I want at least this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you can't be like, yo, I'm not finna work, but I want a nigga that makes six figures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's unrealistic as fuck.
And most guys aren't buying into that shit anymore. You know. It's like, what you know, what are you doing? Where's your money? You know, what kind of stock can I have in you? Because you don't bring anything to the table. Right. You basically gonna be another bill for me.
Basically,
you know, I'm taking on another bill.
Nobody wants. I can tell you right now, men, we look at women like that.
Yeah,
especially because we're always in pursuit mode, meaning that we're always the ones in the chase. We're always the ones that's like, okay, now I got to take out on days. I got to wine and dine.
Right.
I got to, you know, do all of these things in order to catch her. Because I don't think women have to deal with that pressure. Women don't have the pressure of saying, I got to wine and dine this guy to make him love me or want to like me or make him feel like I'm the one.
Right.
Which I want to understand, like, how do women truly go about, you know, letting a man know if he's the right one or that you really want him as a mate or a companion. But we're going to come back to that one. I feel as if, you know, the women put these higher expectations on certain individuals that may not want to meet those kind of expectations. It's like some stuff be unrealistic. If he's been a fryer and he hasn't even moved up to the team lead or the shift lead or something like that at the job, you can't just be dumping people and breaking up with people just because the man doesn't have ambition.
But
is it ambition? Do you love me, or do you just need to have ambition?
It doesn't mean that I don't love you. It doesn't mean that I don't love you, but it means that, you know, in a sense, we're not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Because if every day I get out here and hustle and grind and I'm trying to make a better life for myself,
yeah,
I need you to kind of be doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
Or else then whatever we had eventually is going to fade away. Because I need you to grow as a person.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You could start from the bottom. Mm-hmm. But if you have no aspirations to get any better within the next 5 or 10 years, what are we doing?
Yeah, you're right about that one.
What are we doing?
Some people don't have... Listen, I realize some people just don't have it.
Right, it's not, and it's okay. It's not in their But they need to be with another trait. Person that just don't have it too.
Right, right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because if you can't even motivate me to get to my level,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, there's no point. There's no point. I want somebody that's going to... I may not be making six figures right now, but if I'm with a man who's like, listen... You know, if we really work and put forth the effort, we could really get to these six figures.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's together separately, we can combine mm-hmm. our six-figure salaries, but push me and I'm going to push you.
Right.
You know, I want somebody that wants something better than just to be living in an apartment every day of their life.
Yeah. Let me ask you, when do women see, because women, to me, I think, always see potential. The potential that potential. Women see we in men potential. Is different than how men see women, I think. So when do women really recognize, oh, he has potential to do something greater? Like, is that just an instinctual? Like, mm-hmm. you just see it like, oh, I see... I think you have to remember that he's being undervalued.
Nah, I think you have to remember that with women, with a lot of us, and I've been guilty of doing it. It's the conversations that we have when we first meet. So if mm-hmm. I meet you and you're like, yeah, I work here, but I'm trying to get this and I'm trying to get that. Mm-hmm. That's the potential we start to get attracted to and fall in love with and want to date.
Okay.
Because he said that in 5 years, he want to have his own business. He want to do this.
Right.
Whether it's going to happen or not, we don't know.
Yeah.
But we buy into the dream.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying? And so this is what happens a lot of the time. Women, we date potential. Mm-hmm. We date what we think they're going to end up being. And so when they fall short, it's a problem. Mm. You're not dating who the person really is at the time. You understand what I'm saying? I'm dating you because you told me in 5 years, you trying to own a business. And so in my mind, I'm like, do 5 years from now. All right. So he going to own his business. We going to probably get married. Mm-hmm. We going to be living a life.
Right.
But where is he right now? And what's going to happen in the process of those 5 years? Mm-hmm. Will he even ever make it to be in the business?
Only? If he don't do nothing, we speaking hypothetically, mm-hmm. then the woman start to fall apart because the dreams start to, you know, dissipate.
Listen, if she hustling and she doing her thing and she trying to stay on her grind,
yeah.
and those 5 years pass, it may be a goodbye.
Damn.
You know? Because you told me that's what you was going, that was going to happen. So that's what I came in this for. Mm. This is what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. The potential. I didn't sign up for the right now.
Yeah, because I don't think me personally, I don't think men engage with women based on their potential. Now, no. You may have some.
You know
that...
why? Because I think a lot of women are still, I mean, a lot of men are still, have come up in the mind frame of, I got to be in a position to be a provider to my woman. Mm-hmm. I got to be the one to get this money to make sure that I take care of my girl. True. And I can do this and I can do that. So no, they don't date us based off of potential. Mm-hmm. They don't. They date us based off of what they see now, how we make them feel now.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah,
if a man comes in and says, hey, I really could trust this girl. She down for me. She riding with me. She rocking with me, good or bad. That's going to keep him saying, okay, I'm a stick in. Mm. Not what she going to be 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Because they don't give a fuck.
We don't.
Because as a man, you're not looking for your woman's pockets because you're supposed to have it on your own.
This is true.
You understand what I'm saying? So no, they don't date off of potential or what we potentially could be in the future. Because mm-hmm. if that was the case, niggas wouldn't date strippers.
But that doesn't negate that. I don't want to ever feel like a woman shouldn't bring to the table, though.
Definitely. I'm not saying that. I think the initial outlook of a man when mm-hmm. he meets a woman, a lot of it is, a good majority of it is the physical.
Yeah.
I'll date her. Mm-hmm. Now, as he's getting to know you and he's trying to see what you know, what you got going on, what kind of personality you got. Then he's like, all right,
yeah.
She seemed like I could really rock with her.
Yeah.
He see the faults in you and he's like, oh, no, she just want a nigga for some money.
Pretty much.
You understand what I'm saying? That's how they, men are very so simple. Like, they're like clean
because
cut.
Because I got daughters and stuff, I look at it, I'm also looking like, okay, if she's going to be able to be a decent role model for my kid.
Right.
Okay, if you hot and you might be self-absorbed in your own world and stuff like that. It's like, okay, is she going to compliment me?
Right.
She's going to be affectionate in the ways I may want to be affectionate. Right. She's going to be vulnerable and open and stuff. Is she just going to brush off because she's just living in its fantasy world and I'm taking care of her? Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're right. We definitely look at it totally different than you guys.
Right.
Because it's not even just to say that, you know, the men are supposed to be the providers. Yeah, we're not generally ever really counting a woman's pockets, you know.
Right.
But we do want them to bring to the table.
Right.
But I also don't want you to just use me just because you might, I might be a provider, a good provider.
A good provider, yeah. I think, you know,
it's strange how that works, though.
It is, but again, it's kind of like the foundation of who we are as men and women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially with men that have grown up and watched, and if they had a father that was basically the provider, that's kind of how they're going to end up being, mm-hmm. you know, because that's the foundation that they know. Hey, my dad went to work, took care of us, took care of the family, paid the bills. That's kind of what a man's supposed to do because that's all they know. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? Now, fast forward.
Plus, we don't know what women put their wallets. Right. We don't know where y'all put y'all wallets at.
Period.
You motherfuckers be having all, y'all listen. Y'all be having all kind of bags, but when it comes time to pay some shit, that bitch.
Listen, when a woman be like, I'm broke, I only got $80, she really got like $560, but she not going to tell you. She not going to tell you she got all that money. Because in your eyes, she broke. Period. Oh my God! Like women do, like stop but that it. Was that was what we that was what I was taught as a girl. Like you don't let ever show you all your hand.
Yeah.
Like you got money, but you downplay that shit. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, listen. My mom used to tell my stepdaddy all the time, "Oh, I only got like $100."
Really?
She be having all kind of stacks. You be like, "I only got $100. This little $100 yeah. I have to make it stretch."
Yeah.
And you be thinking that lady broke, but she not broke.
Cause y'all
she
be doing y'all home. Y'all be doing y'all rainy day stuff.
Period.
Wow.
We're not
they that. Definitely don't tell us that because we already come in. We come in out the vagina with a bill already.
I'm telling you.
It's like, nigga, you gotta pay this. What?
Listen.
I'm
even know how to.
No wonder I'm crying when I come out Period. Of these motherfuckers.
For real.
It's so strange, though. It's just so strange the different dynamics that we grow up in because you got the male versus female. So.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird. It's just weird.
Let's change gears for a second. So, my question for you, looking at how things are today and you mm-hmm. being a man, mm-hmm. you know, in this day and age, do you think that guys are really looking for love now?
I think you always going to have a small percentage of men that's generally going to be looking for their soulmate, their wife.
Yeah.
I don't find that to be an impossible thing because mm-hmm. I look at men like this. Men to me versus women are like efficient machines. You know what I'm saying? Like a man will go to the store when he actually needs something.
Right.
A woman could go to the store, she'll look at every fucking thing and she'll buy some things. Right. And then she'll probably come back to that store within the same week and buy some more things that she saw because she was in there the previous
week.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A man is only going to the store because I need fucking socks today.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So that also applies to the rest of his life. Mm. So when I'm looking at a female, I'm looking at her for like, okay, how long can she maintain within my life?
Okay.
How long can we function well together? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I feel like there's always a percentage of men that wants commitment, you know, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a marriage,
mm-hmm.
because they want the efficiency that comes with that, the stability that mm-hmm. comes with that. And then you have your outside people that are just out here. I'm right. a man, I got a testosterone, these bitches out here, they saying the pool is big. Plenty in the sea, 10 people tell me no, another 10 gonna tell me yes,
mm-hmm.
and they gonna go get it, right?
Right.
You know, but looking for love?
So in that aspect, you just said something right there. You just said, how long could things go well? Or how long can you keep up a situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that that's how men approach relationships and getting married? Do you think that's why it takes so long for them to propose when they're
yes.
in relationships? Are they looking to see how long
mm-hmm.
can you hold up in this relationship?
Yes.
How long can things be good? Do you think that?
Yeah, I think so. It's just like it's the reverse of what you said, how women see the potential. You see the potential. You say, I'm going to buy into that. I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to jump into his dream with him. I'm going to jump into his life, and I'm going to give him the opportunity to prove me that he can accomplish those things. Right. And you're going to ride because now you're looking at him from safety, security, providing. You're looking at him like, your life going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also looking at it as my life is going to be good. I'm watching this woman to be like, okay, she cooks a meal, you know, 2 or 3 times a week, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure we are fed. And that's on top of she might be a worker. Let's mm-hmm. say she works. That's on top of her went to work, and maybe she works a hard job, maybe she don't, right?
Right.
Okay. And then also, oh, okay, she's attracted to me. So we have a nice, healthy sexual relationship also. Mm-hmm. We have good conversation. Depending on if you're dealing with an airhead, you're dealing with an airhead.
Right.
But I'm speaking for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If she's, you know, how she might be with my kids over time, when I actually mm-hmm. allow her to be in the space with my children, how's she gonna treat them, you know? Mm-hmm. So we watching a lot too. We watching a lot to see, okay, is she trustworthy? Do mm-hmm. she, when I take her to a social event, is every guy in her face and she just running her mouth and she's exchanging numbers? Mm-hmm. Is she networking, or is she being thotty?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is she feeling my homeboy because he might be a little cute or handsome, you know?
Right.
So we watching just as much as they watching, but it's different.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, and I think that's what takes place. It's just like, yeah, it takes a little bit more time for a man to be like, okay, she really might be the one.
Right.
She really, like, I was in love with my wife, even though I didn't know what she looked like, you know, when mm-hmm. I met her, because we had done spent so much time getting to know each other over the phone. I was already in love with her.
And when did you realize that she was like the one, like the woman that you were going to marry?
When I met her. Met her for the first time, I remember it clear as day. Like when they really say love at first sight, I was already in love with her.
Oh my.
You see what I'm saying? But when I seen her on the porch, I was like, oh yeah, like she's really going to be my wife. And it played out
that way.
As such. You know what I'm saying? That just sealed the deal because it was just like, oh, she is quite attractive.
No shade.
But I was already in love with her before then.
On some real shit, I just met a guy not too long ago, and he told me he loved me, and it was love at first sight. And I told him, that shit is from the fairy tales.
Yeah. Now, listen, now,
I don't believe in it.
Now, listen, I'm not going to say, in that case, your case, right? Because that's you bullshitting me, bro.
Right.
Like, you just seen me, and you in love, now you tripping.
Right.
You know, I had only spoken to her on the phone for like 3 months, almost 4 months
before I
even knew what this girl looked like. So a mutual friend connected us, and we just talked every day about everything. So that built a connection
already
way before. I was already in love with her, and I didn't have a zero clue what she looked like.
Wow.
And when I saw her, I was just like, yeah, she's definitely going to be my wife, you know? And from there, it just took a control. In that scenario, yeah, I believe you can have it work.
Okay.
You know, but I just bump into you in the hallway? Nah, that ain't happening.
So why do you think, like, men are so, like,
why
scared?
Why are women so running, ready to just get with a guy?
I mean, I think it's a part of this nature of human beings that nobody likes to be alone.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody likes to be alone. Nobody wants to live this life alone.
See, but to me, that part of anxiety for women seem like it's ridiculous. Because I never see women as ever fully having to be alone. Men, right. I feel like we suffer from having to actually be alone. It's just like what we just talked about on the last podcast. It's just like, you know, when women are being alone, they're choosing to be alone. It's
right. Right.
I ain't letting nobody pull up on me.
Right.
Whereas a man, when he's alone, he's actually alone. He you know, he's not putting himself out there.
But maybe. Then you still have some women.
Or he's probably getting rejected from those women who are being choosy, maybe.
Right. But then you still have those women that have issues with self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they try to attach themselves to someone.
Okay.
Because they're looking for validation. You understand what I'm saying? So they don't want to be alone because they feel like being alone is a bad thing. Okay. It's because you're not pretty enough. Mm-hmm. It's because you may not be skinny enough.
Yeah.
It's because there's something wrong with me mm-hmm. that I don't have a man.
But that doesn't mean you have to want me to commit a committed relationship with you. Mm-hmm. Meaning I shouldn't have to be your husband just because you don't want to, you know, insecure.
Definitely. But my question was to you. Was why do you feel like so many men aren't trying to lock down women? Like, you know, get into relationships.
What do you think is what's happening in this current state right now is because we have the technology, because the dynamic shifted where everybody's, you know, faking it and entertaining it, the men are more scared to commit because two things. One, that whole bag dilemma is just like, if you feel like I'm just here to provide, it's one thing to be a provider. It's one thing for you to feel like I'm supposed to go bust my ass and I'm supposed to make sure I take care of you.
Right.
What about me? And like, also, what is that same individual that's asking for me to give her the world giving me?
Hmm.
Okay. So anyway, so yeah, Sarah, I was saying like, so what is this other individual, you know, bringing to the table for me if I'm supposed to provide? And
so, which brings us to our topic of, is love conditional?
I think love at this point definitely has conditions. And yeah. And I think what's happening too now is like you said, the men are getting smarter.
Right.
Because the women are speaking and being more vocal that they just want this guy that's getting the bag and making sure they stay flued out and making sure they stay slayed and stuff. And it's not about love. If I'm if I'm getting smarter at it then too, it's like, okay, well, I got some demands.
Right. I definitely think now that, I've been saying this for quite some time, I feel like love is definitely conditional. I don't think the unconditional, the concept of unconditional love exists anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, people say, okay, this is what I want, and I'm going to love you as long as you're doing this. I'm going to love you as long as you're doing that. But the moment you cannot or stop doing these things, then I don't love you anymore, you know? And so you have to now think about, do you even have a genuine connection with this person for real?
Exactly.
Or did they always just kind of love you for what you could do for them or who they thought you were, you know, or what you have?
Obviously, you know? I feel like the definition of love has definitely transitioned to some new shit because, you know, when you grow up and you just a child and stuff like that, you think the traditional value ways. You think like, okay, you know, the way the society is built is like you go and you get your girlfriend, your high school sweetheart, and, you know, you all lovey-dovey, and then, you know, maybe y'all get married at some point, and then now you got a marriage and you got the wife, kids, and a picket fence. But then when you get in the real world and you grow up and you go through heartbreaks and stuff like that, you realize all that is some shit.
Right.
People are playing games with your feelings, and then you get out in the streets and you feel like, you know, it's crazy out here. You with this one for a minute, you with that one for a minute, or maybe you might want to be a bachelor and you realize, oh, this shit is crazy out here.
Right.
So it's like, what do you do? What do you do when you talk about love? It's just like love becomes so many different things. Maybe I do just want her to, you know, be a sex object, you know, or maybe I do just want him to be a good provider. I don't give a fuck about nothing else as long as he can pay these freaking bills.
Right.
And it's just like, damn.
And I think a lot of people are existing in that world right now. I really feel like people are not really...
So look, let's do this, Sarah. The definition of love, when we talk about love, because we say, oh, I love you and I do this and that, is an intense feeling or deep affection.
Okay.
The other definition of it as a noun is a great interest and pleasure in something.
Mm-hmm.
So, a deep feeling of affection or intense affection for someone or something.
Right.
So, even when you define love, it's just like, okay, if love is just an emotion or just a feeling, it is fleeting.
It is.
So, it then is. That makes a relationship or any kind of relationship simply a contract or an agreement until I decide I no longer want the shit. That's fucked up.
That is, but I'm just saying.
It's just like, shit, I'm tired of these old tires, bitch, you can go.
Right. Which sucks.
I'm tired of this old head, you can leave.
Because if that's the case, then, you know, are we really in love? Do we really fall in love at some point? Or do we just love a specific situation or a idea of something? And then when it's over, everything else just fades away.
That's sad if it's true, because as humans, I would think we would you know, be better than that, right?
Definitely.
But I don't know. Like.
Because I feel like, you know, with men, it's, you know, I love her.
Yeah.
If she looks good.
Wait, hold on. You think men do more ifs than women? Because I think women give you way more ifs than men. That goes back to expectations.
I definitely think that women do more, but I think nowadays, for a man to actually commit to you and really, like, lock you down, it's ishy, you know?
Wow.
If she got this, if she looked like this, if she maintained her body this way, if she can fuck me the way I want this way, if she, then it's, okay, yeah, I'll do it. But
can I go somewhere real quick?
Go.
Until you finish that?
Go.
What's up with the women not letting us rub the bellies and stuff like that?
Rub the belly?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, listen, when you talk about if she got to maintain his body and stuff like that, first of all, I do think when a man, like we say, when a man is trying to spend time with you, if he find you attractive, see, I also think men, sometimes we get underrated that we only look at a fat ass and a...
Because y'all do.
We do.
Don't do that.
We do, Sarah, but I'm not saying...
It's so many Instagram models, and these are the bitches that's getting all the love.
Sarah, those are little boys.
And that's why there's a lot of women going under the knife, about to die.
Sarah.
Because they want a big booty. They want to take out two ribs.
Sarah.
They want to suck their stomach in. They want to get breast augmentations.
Sarah.
And they want to do all of this stuff to their body. And people keep saying, oh, it's to upstage another woman. No, these bitches are doing that for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to make sure that they can secure a dude that got the bag or any dude so they can have options. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't believe women are going under the knife because they want to upstage the next chick on the street.
I think so.
I doubt it.
So you're saying women are not still in competition with each other?
I'm not saying that they're not in competition, but I'm saying that that's not the... For me, I don't see that as the real reason why women are getting their bodies done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're getting their bodies done because they want the attention from a man. They want the benefits that come with that body.
Mm-hmm.
And as we can see, social media presents those Instagram models as the women that's getting the rings, the getting the niggas with the bags, that's getting flued out, that's getting all this great treatment. Mm-hmm. So that in a lot of other women's minds, they're like, shit, if I can get a body like this bitch, I can get flued out too.
Okay.
We're not doing it because we're trying to upstage the next bitch. It's like, bitch, I want to get flued out. I want a nigga that got a six-figure salary and drive a Rolls Royce and do all of this.
Yeah.
Because I want to live that lifestyle.
But first of all, why the fuck are women even giving a fuck about putting it on the men to do that? If you a bad bitch or whatever you want to call yourself, flew yourself out. What's wrong with that? The money you just spent getting a new ass, new titties, new face, new nose, new this, new that.
A whole new person.
You done rejuvenated. You done rejuvenated your vagina for this nigga? You rejuvenated your vagina for this nigga. You spending rats on rats on rats on rats. You might as well flew yourself out. Fly yourself and your girls out. Fuck this guy.
True.
Let's keep it 100.
But let's be honest. Who likes to spend their own money?
Nobody. That's true.
Exactly. Shit. Bitch, if I can walk around here and have this specific body and have niggas throwing money at me and competing for my affection and competing for my time and competing for just to be in my presence.
Yeah.
You think I'm finna fly myself out on my dime? No,
okay.
I'm finna wait for the nigga with the biggest bag to be like, hey, I got you. Where we going?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the mentality. That's not my mentality. Let me make that clear. That's not my mentality. Obviously, I don't have that body and I would never want to go pay for that body. You understand what I'm saying? If I ever did something like that to myself, it would be because I want to look better for myself. It wouldn't be because I want to get attention from no dude.
Every,
you understand what I'm saying? And it wouldn't be because I'm competing against these other bitches.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, if you look good, you look good. I'm not trying to be out here like, I'm finna get my titties done because these hoes gonna see me.
Yeah.
Like,
but
no.
I'm simply saying I don't think, I get what you're saying. When you're saying that they doing this stuff to their bodies and stuff like that, or they making people feel insecure, you also got to understand that you're dealing with little boys sometimes. The average natural woman, the average natural girl, nice little body or whatever, she got a pretty little face. She gets a lot of clout over the bad chick because the bad chick comes with a whole nother level of issues and frustrations, maintenance, this, that, and the third that she might require because she quote unquote feel like she's the top of the line bad chick. You know what I'm saying? So
But look at the type of men that it's might be up for her.
It might be a balance, though.
The type of men that's going to go for her are going to be, what, athletes?
Yeah.
They're going to be artists.
Yeah.
They're going to be people with actual money. Because what they say, it ain't tricking if you got it.
True.
It's not going to be the average nigga. The average nigga is just going to look at her as a fantasy, like, damn.
Okay, but how that often? But still, we still know that some of the baddest women still get cheated on. Some of the baddest women still get, you know, pushed to the side for the next chick that was just as bad. Like, right. Come on. It ain't like they might be winning in some aspects of getting flued out and stuff like that, but are they truly winning? If you know, how many of them are landing a husband? How many of them are landing in a serious relationship for a long term? How many of them just getting flued out to be fucked for the weekend, Derrick Jackson around this bitch? Yeah, like, let's keep it 100. That's what I'm saying. It might be a perfect balance.
Right.
It might be a perfect balance, and we're not seeing that it balances itself out. Okay. Because I feel like that a guy generally is also still looking for a significant man. Right. He might want something. Everybody has their preferences. You might want him to have a nice body just as well as I might want you to have a nice body. Attraction is,
oh my God, yes.
Attraction is scientific.
Period.
You can't even control that.
Right.
But I also believe that guys also look at women who may not have what you would perceive to be these bad bodies at other elements of attraction. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you say, I might be mentally attracted to this person. Or she might smile a certain way. Maybe it could be her walk. Maybe it could be how she talked. Maybe it could be the sound of her voice. It's
yeah.
other things that I think, as men, I think we also do take into account outside of her just being a baddie.
Right.
You know, a baddie is always good to look at. It's always good to have it on your shoulders. But then now she got half her ass cheeks hanging out stuff, too. And everybody in this gym is watching my bitch, too.
Right.
I ain't got no time for all that pressure. I ain't got time for it.
All I'm saying is...
Now I got to be stressed out because niggas popping up in your DM every day. Ain't nobody
true.
Got time for that.
All I'm saying is, I just want a dude that's going to like me for me.
But you still didn't answer my question.
What's your question?
Why are women who got the little pudge, and if you feeling like... Don't be telling me you going to go get your workout on, and then... Listen,
what?
If I want to rub up on it, I want to rub up on it. It's just like when you rub a stuffed animal.
See, the comparison... The comparison.
You feel like a little
first
teddy
of
bear,
all,
girl.
Anybody that's chunky, BBW, got
you
a fupa,
like a little teddy bear.
Anything like that, we are self-conscious to
my
some
little,
degree.
My little teddy bear.
I don't care what no fat girl tell you. She is self-conscious to some degree. If she got meat on her bones and she got a fupa and she got a pudge, like you like to call it, she is self-conscious. So no, she
man.
Don't want you rubbing it.
My little teddy bear.
No, that it just makes you uncomfortable. It just like it's almost like you're highlighting my fat. Like, oh, I'm gonna play with your fat little pudge. Like, I don't want you to play
it's
with my
cute.
Pudge. No,
it's
no,
cute.
Sir. No, sir. That's not most women who are chunky or have extra meat on their bones or BBW or whatever you want to call it, a little on the heavy side.
Yeah.
Chunky. What my friend called
What?
He called me a Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
You're
a marshmallow
like, you're a Jigglypuff.
You're not marshmallow.
I mean, any woman in that category,
yeah.
trust me, we have some type of insecurity
y'all
that
really
exists.
Think that shit offensive.
Yes. It because we know it's an area of concern for us.
Oh, but y'all
don't
y'all don't take no offense when y'all out here. Oh, you skinny. You probably need to eat a little
you,
bit.
You are skinny
you
though.
Eat a little. I ain't.
But I realize
listen,
it's genetic.
Listen, I ain't Snoop Dogg. I ain't Snoop Dogg baby boy skinny. like don't do me like that. But I'm saying y'all throw shots at us too. We just trying to play with the fupa. That's all I'm saying. Like,
no, that's not cute.
Let me hub up on your belly.
That's not cute.
Y'all be hating that
I
shit.
Can't.
Y'all
I do not like
that. Shit.
And my son does the same thing. He's like mommy. Like, and I'm like, no, don't.
Y'all
squeeze my
fat.
Like, no, that's
y'all
not cute.
Hating
I'm
that
sorry.
Shit.
Ask any big girl. She would tell you, you is not going to be squeezing on my fat, my fupa, my pudge. No. My kangaroo pouch. No. You're not going to do
on
it.
That shit right there.
Nah, kid.
But at the end of the day, so we was talking about love. Like, if love, it's still always been tough for us out here as men. Because,
mm-hmm.
like I say, once you have a man thinking that he has to be the provider, he has to do all of this working and all this heavy lifting, you change him in how he engaged with the opposite sex.
And you know what I also realize these days? Guys have big time trust issues.
Yeah.
They are very skeptical about women. They do not trust women at all.
I think the first layer of a guy's trust issue comes from the fact that we know that you guys have more options than us.
Right.
Whether you utilize them or not, you know, on in the back of a guy's mind, there's always insecurity there that says, she has options if she ever walked away.
Right.
And that's something you have to be mindful of. You have to work past.
Right. But why wouldn't that, motivate you to treat me better?
It does. To some, you know? Like, to some men, it will motivate them to treat you, you know, as best as you should.
But you can't treat me like shit and then be mad when I walk away because I got a better option. That's all I'm saying. You can't do that. That's not fair.
Yeah.
You treat me like crap. You lie to me. You cheat on me. I give you chance after chance. Because let's be honest, it's a lot more women out here forgiving cheating men. Mm-hmm. Okay? We give you chance after chance, two, three. But when we tired, then we in the wrong because we done walked away because somebody else over here is saying, listen, you don't even have to go through all of that with me. I'm going to treat you right. Now, I'm a bitch and I'm fucked up because I left you and now you can't trust no women. That was your fault.
Yeah.
That's not my fault. I gave you an opportunity. You had the opportunity to treat me good.
Yeah, this is true.
You knew I had options when you met me.
Yeah.
Because you were one. So now all of a sudden, I'm just supposed to take all the fucked up treatment from you. I'm supposed to take you dogging me out. I'm supposed to take you dragging me through the mud and not walk away. That's not fair. All I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, guys have a lot of trust issues. They go through things with women. And a lot of times they don't acknowledge the fact that a lot of the problems they cause.
Mm-hmm.
They cause the reaction that they get. Is there dudes out here that are getting cheated on and they good dudes? Yeah. Hell yeah. But a majority
So where's the strikes for them? Where is the rah-rah and the riot for those men that are good men and they get dogged out by women?
Listen, I'm not saying it don't happen, but you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately,
when he's a gentle giant, when he's a affectionate, romantic,
definitely.
You know, want to fly and want to plan vacations and want to dream build with you, and then y'all leave him to roll Keisha from around the fucking block, and she ain't got nothing to give. She ain't got nothing to give. Keisha just want to make sure her bill get paid. Rent due. Catch your check around here. Got a finger all in his face. And he's just like, damn, girl, I'm just trying to love you. I need a rough net, Reggie.
Sometimes what it comes down to is we just choose to love the wrong people. We love the wrong people. We see the signs, we overlook them, and we love the wrong people.
That is so true.
And we end up...
We got to do better, baby.
Yes.
I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody blowing me up about... came into town and they want to see your boy.
Oh, Lord.
But we over here recording for table talk. That motherfucker can wait till the next time she come into town. It's all good. I tried. But we definitely do fall for the wrong people sometimes.
I definitely think
you know,
that.
Jamie Foxx, why do I fall for your kind? But I don't know. Like, we have to do better. I think that's why we got to go back to those 17 keys. We got to get past the bullshit.
Right.
And get on some real level stuff. Because I think once we utilize those keys and stuff like that, it just makes, you know, the way you connect to somebody better and different.
Definitely.
You know, you really can find you a soulmate and hold them down. But in this current environment right now, it's tough as fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's really savage. It's savage on both ends at this point now. The men are savage because, like you say, they're being choosy because they're tired of getting looked at like a wallet, a dispensable wallet.
And then
the women... are frustrated from bad relationships. They're frustrated from not being flued out. And, you know, they're frustrated for so many other options. And it's just like, it's dirty out here. They just like, fuck it. If these women winning, I might as well jump on the thing too. Here. Like, it's rough.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you single, I'm telling you, hold on.
Hold on to that shit.
Hold on.
Polyamory might be up your alley. I don't know.
You know? That might be the option.
I'm telling you, at this point, you got to try everything.
That might be the new age love affair.
And yeah, it might be. You know, I'm saying at this point, you might have to try everything. Yeah. You might have to try everything because monogamy is still here. And then you're still going to have your people that's going to fall under that thing. But it requires work. Any relationship requires work. But monogamy definitely has a new level.
And I think in this day and age, you just got to keep your options open. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you might be in some trouble. You got to kind of start to open up yourself to the possibility of a lot of different situations.
Yeah.
You know, because you may not find what you need in the traditional.
You might not. And because, you know what I think also happens too is, you know, we as humans don't really realize how bored of complacency that we really get sometimes.
Right.
You know, when you fall into a routine and stuff like that, we don't really see how not spicing it up really has an effect certain stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because like you say, if you go to work, if you got your 9-to-5 and you know your job forward, backwards, left and right, and you can go there and clock in and you already dreading going to work, imagine having that same mentality in a relationship.
Yes.
You fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you don't even want to go home. Exactly. You stop to the bar, you stop the Tootsies, get a drink.
Come on now.
You stop the Tootsies and get a drink, you be like, I get there.
When daddy supposed to get home, mom, you know that nigga probably out of
jail. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when we have to be mindful of that because I think that also plays the other element of when people want to escape.
Right.
Because now Jody come up or Karen come up or whoever and they fresh. Right. It's new.
You know what I'm saying? Opens the door to the whole side piece situation.
Side piece of cheese. So
because
that's what
now you're looking for the excitement that you probably used to have. Looking for somebody to bring something you know, new to the table, wake you up, you know, make you feel alive again. And you can't have that. You gotta keep it spicy.
So we have to be mindful of that too. When you're talking about being with somebody long term. So maybe polyamory is opening a new doorway for you to not have to fully commit, be committed, but not have to be tied down to one situation.
Right.
Because now you have the freedoms to still move about. You know, subscribe to it if that's something you choose to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to. I might subscribe to it because I think I'm at that stage where I like being able to move around this city with multiple people. Because I really, I recently just had an issue and I was telling you that the other day, Sarah, like somebody hit me with the guilt trip because I was going to go hang out with a friend and they was telling me that basically I took their time and I made them an option. And I was just like, whoa, like it just came out of left field. It was like, I just spent a day in my weekend with you and now I changed our plans. Right. Meaning I still gave the person the option to come spend time with me, right?
Right.
But I said, I'm going to go do this for a little bit of time.
But you got to remember, you also have people that if they're dealing with you, you know, they feel like you should only be going out with them, doing everything with them and not other people.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, those are very territorial individuals.
What's the territorial thing about? Because you was talking earlier about the selfish and territorial and polyamory and stuff.
Because I realized a long time ago I was territorial when it came to people I dated and even my friends. Like, if you my best friend, you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. You're not our best friend. You ain't finna be the bestie with everybody else and me. It's me. I am the priority, just like in my relationships. It's me. I don't want you sharing a whole bunch of time with everybody else. You can't be doing all this extra stuff with everybody else, but that's that side of you that you feel like it's almost like you're mine. Mm-hmm. And if you're mine, you belong to me. Yeah. You make me happy. You do things I like. You don't be worried about what else is going on over here or over there. Mm-hmm. And so that territorial situation almost comes off as like jealousy, right? Mm-hmm. Or possessiveness.
Possessive, definitely. That's a good word for it.
Because it's that possession.
You're mine. Yeah.
You can't hang out with nobody else. What you mean?
Yeah, you tripping, buddy.
What you mean?
Yeah.
And I found that...
But it comes so naturally, though.
I think for some people, it does. I think for certain others, it doesn't. There are certain people that are afraid. They don't care. Like, listen, yes, we dating, but if you want to go hang out with Bob, Billy, or Joe, that's on you. Mm-hmm. And then you have some people that are like, that's an absolute no. That's a violation. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with me, you're only dealing with me. Mm-hmm. You ain't finna be going out with Susan and Takesha and everybody else. You're hanging with me, and you're dealing with me. That's where the you should be dating me, and that's it.
I think that's where the problem come in at, too, because I don't think we, as humans, again, we don't require to be restricted like that. Especially once you become an adult and stuff like that. I don't think no one is trying to be like, you control me now.
Not necessarily control, but you know, there's a lot of women. There's a lot of women that feel like, especially with men that are on the somewhat the possessive side, mm-hmm. they kind of equate that with, oh, he loves me.
Yeah.
You know? He don't want me to be with nobody else. He don't want nobody else around me. He loves me.
Okay.
You know, and that could be borderline.
Sometimes it's a thin line.
Right.
It's a thin line. Because sometimes that may necessarily be true, right?
Yeah.
But then sometimes it might not be.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's like you know, it's strange that I used to hear this all the time. There were women who, I don't hear it now, but I used to hear back in the day, women would say, certain women would be like, if he don't hit me, he don't love me. If he don't beat me, he don't love me.
That's just crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. But that was the psyche of certain women mm-hmm. because they felt like if he punched me in the face, mm-hmm. that mean he love me. That mean he jealous. He don't want nobody else to have me.
So then give these people some keys, Sarah, since we're on this topic right now, that'll help with that kind of territorial situation. Meaning this, like, how can a guy help to secure you outside of being honest? Because mm-hmm. we know that's a big one, right? Honesty up front.
Right.
Outside of being honest, like, what can a guy in the way he moves in the relationship with you do to kind of give you more security that you shouldn't have no worries so you can be less territorial?
I think definitely it starts with the honesty and proving yourself trustworthy. You know, don't give me reasons to question you. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that a lot of times when you start, you know, when you start planting seeds of dishonesty, then everything else kind of falls to the wayside because now it's really hard to trust you because the way you move makes me feel like, yo, I don't know if I could trust you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're telling me the truth. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I've never been the type of person that be like, yo, you know, you can't go out with your friends. Cause I know certain women that's like, they won't even let their man go to the strip club. I'm not that girl. Boo, have a good time. Go with your boys, smack some ass. Throw some dollars, whatever you want to do. I've been fortunate enough that most of my boyfriends, I've been able to go to the strip club with them. You understand what I'm saying? I have an ex who he won't ever let none of the girls even get close to him. He like, no, you can dance over there. Yeah. I don't want your strange ass all over me. And then I've had, you know, my ex who's like, you know, I'll get you a dance, babe. I'm cool. You know.
Those kind of things help.
I think
so. You to be more secure?
Definitely.
Okay.
I feel like I want to see who you are in my face.
Yeah.
Because if you go to the club on your own, then I know exactly. You're going to be that nigga that's throwing dollars and getting dances, or you're going to be that nigga that's like, look, I'll tip this bitch, but I don't want her dancing on me.
Right.
I mean, but that helps me trust you. You know what I'm saying? Tell the truth. Be who you're going to be. Be who you are.
Do you feel a guy should always, like, share with you, like, every side, every facet of himself? Like, do you share all of yourself with individuals? Like, the ones you might put in a serious relationship.
In a serious relationship?
Do they really truly get to see all the sides of Sarah?
Nah, they don't.
Is that something you intentionally holding back? Or is it that you just haven't had the space to reveal?
Honestly, and I've, you know, there's something that I've realized, and I had this conversation, which is so crazy, not too long ago with a friend of mine. And I was telling her, I realized in every relationship that I've been in, I've never been 100% myself.
I feel you.
I've never, ever been. And that was just because to accommodate certain mm-hmm. people for certain things, because I knew they weren't comfortable with certain things. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit more open about certain things. Mm-hmm. And so I had to kind of either dial myself back mm-hmm. or, you know, because I'm so forward and maybe sometimes rough around the edges in my delivery, mm-hmm. certain men feel like, you talking to me too hard, or you emasculating me. And so now I had to dial myself back. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
to accommodate people so that they could be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was telling my friend, I was like, this next relationship, whoever it is, gonna get all of me.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Because I need for somebody to love me in all of my truth.
Truth.
I don't wanna be having to dumb myself down, you know, try to act all like.
See, now I wonder, as you say that, if the polyamory helps in that case, because you get to spread your trueness around multiple people. Maybe it would be best. Like, if we talk of monogamy, it would be best because you only spreading that with one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you just said one person, you can't really truly
not
be
not necessarily. Just because I date three different people don't mean I'm going to always be myself with three different people.
Mm-hmm.
Because all three different people require different stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe not.
Because I'm questioning it now, because I realized when you just said it, I was just about to say that I think I may have been myself in one situation, and that probably was the marriage. However, now at the stage I am, when I look back on all of my relationships, I really don't feel like especially because I'm evolving in this and I'm finding out new sides about myself.
Right.
I'm still just like, damn, maybe even then I wasn't like truly
completely
my,
who
yeah,
you are.
Like, completely who
but,
I might
but
feel
you
on the
yourself,
inside I might be.
But I think in when it comes to the marriage, because you guys were so young, you were still developing.
Which is true.
You were still maturing. So the things that you like when you're 20,
mm-hmm.
when you're 30, you may not like or may not want anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it may not be a part of who you are as a man
mm-hmm.
anymore or as a woman. Right. So the things that I was like, okay with when I was 20,
mm-hmm.
like 30 and 40 now,
I'm
probably not.
It.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
over it. It was a phase. I'd had fun and, but it's not something that I would actually do now, or it's not a part of who I am now as a woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right,
when
right.
when you talk about that stage, then I get it. But as you get older and you start to grow into who you're going to be as a person,
mm-hmm.
I can say, I've watched different relationships in different stages of my life.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that I never have gotten to fully be. I think I've been fully
have
myself.
Been close? Okay.
I think I've been fully myself with one individual in
mm-hmm.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never been in a relationship.
Wow.
And every day I talk to him, he's like, I don't understand how you're not somebody's wife.
That's
because you're dope as fuck.
That's deep.
And I'm like, I be trying to tell these niggas, but they don't hear me.
You ain't got to convince me, but I know.
But I know that
I'm
fully,
I know.
Ever since I met him, I've fully been able to be myself. The silliness, the shit talking, the rough around the edges, the just playing out emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I cry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers don't think that because they think I'm so hard all the time. But I'm an emotional person. I
mm-hmm.
really am. And I've been able to be that every facet of who I am with that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one person I never dated.
Got you. Wow, that's deep. That's deep
so,
right up. So, to wrap things up, love is conditional is what you're saying.
Definitely conditional, especially in 2021.
So what kind of conditions should you at least make? If we got to boil it down to five conditions, what would you say your top five would be right now?
At the end of the day, for me, I you know, although I do feel like love is based on condition now, I really don't want to base my love on conditions. Like, I don't want to feel like I have to, if I'm with a person and he stopped, you know, being able to pay some bills, then I'm not going to love him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to meet somebody where I'm in a space of, I'm going to love you whether you're broke or you're rich. I'm going to love you through the, you know, like your vows,
mm-hmm.
through sickness and in health, like till death do us part. That's the where I'm trying to be.
Gotcha.
I don't want to base my love on what a person could do, because at the end of the day, look at how just life is set up right now.
Yeah.
How short life is.
It is definitely short.
How you don't know when your last breath is going to
be. That's another reason
you don't
that
know
makes
if,
me want to
right.
treat the women that I
but,
do engage with a little bit better.
But,
with the honesty.
And that's
and
what
like
I'm saying.
Cut the bullshit
you
out.
Don't know. You don't know, like, these people that's, like, probably balling and making six figures right
mm-hmm.
now, in 5 years, they might be on zero.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know when you're going to lose that lifestyle.
Right,
you don't
right.
know when the money's not going to come no more.
Right,
you don't
right.
know when that 15-year job you've been working at is going to one day say, that's it for you.
Right, right.
You don't know. And in an instant,
you ain't
your
love.
Life
yeah,
is going to change. And so if my love is just based on all the things you could do for me, then what do I have when everything fades away.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
None. Damn. That's deep. We're going to wrap it up for y'all right there. Because that's deep. We're going to have to definitely get on this topic again, you know, in the next one. Y'all know what it is. Y'all can catch me over at It's Raymond on IG.
Yeah, and it's your girl, Miss Sarah G on Instagram.
Always bringing that heat over here.
Table talk. We out.
We out of here.